As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, it's a couple minutes after 5 o'clock. We start a new week. It is nice to have you with us. The Eddie's was up at 8, and then this guy across from me to my left, I will tell you, was the most sought-after person on Saturday morning at Pool Ave Bar and Grill with me and CeeLo bartending.
Oh, is that right?
His name is Al Dukes. People
Hi,
were
Jerry.
Wondering where Al Dukes was.
Oh, is that right?
I said, well, Al's got his own event coming up on Friday.
Yeah.
And I was very honest. I said, it's a Saturday from 1 to 4, and it's 80 degrees. I'm not asking Al.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got me and CeeLo. And a lot of these people that were there are going to be there on Friday. So
okay.
They will meet you on Friday. So I thought we would start off on a nice note. People
awesome.
Were looking for you on Saturday. You too, Eddie, by the way.
Be glad to say hello to people on Friday at Bradley Brew Project.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not going out. I don't go north on the weekends. You know what I mean, Jerry? Because I go north.
And who knows you better than me?
You do. Only you do.
Which is why I did not even ask you.
My own family doesn't know me as well as you, Jerry, because once again, I've been doing these hours for like, I don't know.
Actually,
2006, I started these hours because when I started with David Lee Roth is when I started.
So you're 19 years morning radio.
Yeah. So I go over for Easter to my sister's house and 5 o'clock. I'm like, all right, I gotta get going. You didn't eat yet. I go,
well,
yeah, no, I gotta go to bed.
Trust me, I'm aware.
You do? Yes. What time do you get up? 4? No, 2. 2 o'clock.
They actually thought you got up at 4?
I don't know what goes
That's
on over
funny.
There. And listen, I don't expect that. I don't want an entire family gathering to decide to eat at 3 p.m. because I do. I get it. And
but
I'm
then,
not like,
but then don't say anything when you leave.
Yeah, that was nice. My sister made me a nice, she put together like whatever various foods they had
right.
into a
little
thing.
Plate.
But can I tell you, this is my thing.
Immediately
know.
Threw it out when you got home?
No.
Okay.
She took food directly out of the oven
yeah.
and put it into a plastic container. I was like, oh no, plastic particles leaching out into my foods.
Oh my God.
That's what I thought immediately.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh no, I'm going to
be fine. One time you're fine.
They say men have a lot of plastic in their testicles. Because of all the plastic we use, and that's why people can't get pregnant anymore.
Could be. Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Your balls are all your testicles are all filled with plastic.
And now you don't eat plastics anymore, so you got like, you know, super swimmers.
I don't know. I think once the plastics go into your balls and other parts, it don't come out.
They ain't coming out.
They don't come out, Jerry.
Well.
What a weekend of baseball, Jerry.
First it really was, actually.
The Mets did something they hadn't done since 1980s baseball, which is my favorite thing ever.
Even better than that.
What was that?
1986. That was a pretty good year.
Now, I'm not sure how often this happens, but the thing that happened was that the Mets swept the Cardinals
mm-hmm.
in a 4-game series.
Right.
Now, I'm not sure how many 4-game series the Mets play the Cardinals in.
It doesn't matter.
But
it's kind of cool.
It was very cool.
I agree. It's cool. They're a good team. The Cardinals are mediocre, but still, this isn't like 1985, 86 Mets Cardinals, but it's all right. The Mets swept them in four straight.
Mets swept them. They had a cool walk-off home run Friday night. You had an upper decker Pete Alonso Saturday. You had a Lindor. Was that a leadoff home run bot in the bottom of the first?
For Lindor.
For Lindor, yeah, yesterday.
On Sunday. Yep. So
it was a really cool all around. It was great crowds.
Very good.
I mean, it was awesome.
The crowds that really do surprise me are the Easter Sunday crowds.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, I know it was sold out, but not everyone went. I mean, because like the corners of the upper deck weren't full. But that's a hell of a crowd on a holiday Sunday. And it's not like it's, you know, you say July 4th, well, that's, you know, fine. That's Easter. Like, for some people, that's, you know.
It's a very sacred holiday.
For some. And that crowd was pretty damn good yesterday.
Yeah, you get up, you eat your Easter bunnies, you have a little lunch, and you go out to the ballpark, Jerry.
That's pretty much it.
Get yourself an Easter hot dog, peanuts, and Cracker Jacks.
I will tell you, Friday night, so I did not get to the game for I was out Friday. So by the time I got in and I put the game on, I put it on just in time for the Mets to blow the lead. So I see the game-tying home run from the Cardinals. As soon as they went to the bottom of the ninth and Lindor's coming up, I don't know who these Cardinals are. I mean, the lineup and the pitchers, they're a lot of no-names for me. But I'm looking at this guy like, he's not getting Lindor out. And then, my God, did he just kill that thing.
Blasted it.
Which was pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
Then his hair took over my timeline. The Francisco Lindor hairdo.
Yeah, it is out and about.
Yeah, I mean, it is fluffy. Mm-hmm. It is flowing. It is
looks like a different guy.
It's sexual, Jerry. It's heavy metal. It's all of these things that you want, and especially I have no hair.
You found that sexual?
Well, you know, I was the KFC Barstool was very into the sexualized version of this hair, and I was with him. I was like, it is sexual.
Wow.
It was just had like a lion's mane, this Francisco Lindor hairdo.
Hmm.
So, I mean, that could be the thing powering him at this point.
Maybe.
We don't know.
All I know is he's heating up. Soto's heating up. And Pete keeps hitting. So, and the Mets keep pitching relatively well.
Yes.
They look like a good team.
And I guess the fans, Jerry, gave a supportive clapping to Juan Soto on Friday night.
They did the Trey Turner.
That they tried that trick.
Yeah.
And I still watch the guy still hitting bloop singles and
yeah.
I don't know.
But you know what? It's kind of like I said on Friday. You know, he had a rough night on Thursday, and yet the one time he really smashed the ball, he hit it right at the shortstop. You know what? It evens out.
Sometimes. I will say, as somebody who enjoys a good highlight package, I feel like one of the things that happens often in these Mets games is Pete Alonso knocks in Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like I'm seeing that a lot.
And as I said the other day, I really thought it would have been more beneficial the other way. If you had Soto behind Pete, given the way Alonso struggled last year, I thought if you batted Pete, and it sounds crazy, but Aaron Judge bats two a lot. If you would have gone Lindor, Alonso, Soto, I thought before the season began, that was the way they were going to go. Instead, you've got Alonso protecting Soto, and he has been phenomenal. He's been great. He really has. When he hits the ball, it seems like he hits it hard every single time. So it's been pretty good.
Yeah, it's been pretty good, Jerry.
Been pretty good.
Then the Yankees, I guess the contrary. It was a
by the way, Mets-Phillies tonight.
Mets-Phillies.
Which is a damn good series because the Phillies are right behind them and also playing very good. So just keep that in mind. That's tonight at Citi Field.
And the Mets are on, they swept the Cardinals. They probably won a game prior to that.
No, I believe they lost two in a row. Didn't they lose that game to the Twins?
Oh, yeah, the Twins.
The Twins, right. So no, it's the four in a row.
Four in a row.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if I like that going into playing the Phillies or, you know, because then it feels like you're due a bad game.
It's four. It's not nine in a row. You know?
That's true.
Keep it rolling. Let's go.
Let's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Then in the Yankee game, Jared, there's a number of controversies.
A lot going on here.
In yesterday's game, you had the Max Fried situation where now he was throwing this no-hitter. And then who's the first baseman over there?
For the Yankees,
yeah.
Goldschmidt.
Goldschmidt. So you had the ball, ground ball to Goldschmidt. He's between first and second. They call it an error.
Mm-hmm. Even though even Michael Kay right at the time thought they should rule it a hit.
Yeah.
And I think he's right because Fried wasn't getting there.
Yeah. Looked like it should have been a hit. They call it an error. So Fried still got the no-hitter going. And then for whatever reason, 3 innings later.
Yeah. So it was, I will tell you exactly when this happens. So this happens in the sixth. And then as they are coming back out of the eighth inning after the Yankees hit.
Well, we've got a new development here, and what we thought was a no-hitter is not a no-hitter.
How do you change an error call to a hit?
Yeah, and they did it, as you say, 3 innings later.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
It was a weird one. Now, Fried says he had no idea till the inning was actually over. He said he never looked at the scoreboard. But ironically enough, then the no-hitter would have been over. I mean, again, who knows what changes. But then you got the line drive base hit anyway. But yeah, it's very strange.
It was weird.
Very strange.
I wonder, like, did the guy must have, the official scorer must have wrestled with that for 3 innings.
I guess. I mean, to me, the fact that it was the Rays home game, and I imagine he's the Rays official scorer, the fact that they didn't give him a hit if it was questionable to me was surprising. He ultimately did get it right, but I am with her. If you're going to call it something and you're going to make that judgment after, you know, waiting 30, 40 seconds, it is what it is. But he changed it, and so be it.
So you're saying the official scorers are, each team has their own official scorers?
I believe so. I mean, I don't know that to be fact.
Eddie?
I'd have to Google that.
Howie Carpin, right, is the official scorer for the Mets at Citi Field. He doesn't do the Yankees, though, does he? Right, so I believe each team has their own guy.
I did not know that. I would thought it would have to be like an umpire.
No, I don't think so. I mean, Howie's not an umpire. I mean, I haven't seen him in 15 years, but I know he used to be the at Citi Field every game and Shea Stadium back in the day.
That is interesting to know, Jerry. I'm going to put that down in my spiral notebook.
And there have been times where you have seen or heard stories of players calling up to the press box to try and get the official score on the phone because they think they did them wrong.
Oh, I would not want to take that call.
Yeah. I mean, that has happened. I'm almost certain of it in the past.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't, you know, Max Fried. It wasn't a perfect game. So,
could you imagine? Hey, Mike, hold on a second. Aaron Judge wants to talk to you.
Tell him I'm not here. I'm in the bathroom.
That's actually funny.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
But Fried was great and a near no-hitter. It's pretty good.
He had a great pickoff move.
He did second base.
Dude off at second base, which you rarely see.
So quick.
Yeah.
And it didn't even look like, I don't remember who the runner was. It didn't even look like the runner was distracted. He was just a half step too far, and Fried just got it. And unlike the Mets, who can't seem to throw the ball to the right side of home plate, he threw it right in the spot where his catch and tag.
That was great.
That was a pretty good move. It really was.
Yeah, really great move. And then Aaron Judge had what he thought was a home run.
Well, that was a weird one because at first you're looking, oh, that's foul. They had the one replay, though, that looked clear as day that it was fair. And then they come back and they're like, yeah, no, we're going to keep it as a foul ball. Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So strange.
And then he struck out.
On a bad pitch.
And then Boone.
Jazz struck out and got kicked out on Saturday on a bad pitch. Yeah. I mean, it was an interesting weekend.
And I thought Aaron Judge was very nice about it after the game. He said that was a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't blame the umpire. He said it was a very tough call from being on the field. But that's why replay is there, and replay showed it was a home run.
I agree.
Called a home run.
Now, the one thing he also said, which I was not aware of, he said the foul poles are shorter in minor league parks.
Oh.
Which could have hurt, too, obviously. I didn't know that. I just assumed a foul pole was a foul pole, and they were pretty standard.
We got to keep this one in the back of our mind, though, Jerry, if he's chasing a home run record at the end of the year.
And if he's right, if he's sitting on 79.
Then what? We'll be like, he would have had that 80.
He should have had 80.
Oh, man.
He is something. I know he will go through his slumps, but I have never seen anything like him. He's pretty damn good.
Yeah, he's a monster up there.
Yeah, he is.
Like Frankenstein.
Like that foul ball was like hit over the trees.
God. He's just a giant of a man.
He
could take a tree trunk and swing it.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like a modern-day Babe Ruth.
I'm liking this Trent Grisham guy.
Who everyone says can't hit, and all he does is hit.
Yeah, all he's doing is see this dude hit home runs.
We know he can play the outfield, and he's pretty, and he made a really nice play. Maybe he took a weird route to the ball in that one instance yesterday, but made a really nice play, and they got the double play.
Yeah, the double play. Doubled him up.
But he's hitting, and he's been great.
Plus, he looks kind of cool when he wears the big sunglasses.
Fair enough.
He looks like a cool guy.
He looks more mature.
Like a cop.
I'll bet you he looks like a guy who's like in his 40s. He just looks mature, and he's not.
He's not?
He's not.
He looks like, yeah, he definitely looks like a guy in his 40s.
He looks older than you sometimes.
Sometimes.
Let's see, how old do you think Trent Grisham is? I'm going to say, I don't even know.
I'm going to say 37. 30.
I'm going to say 30.
30?
No. 28.
28?
He's 28.
Looks like a mature adult man.
I know he does. That's what I'm saying. That's why.
Like
I
with
said
a family.
30.
He looks like he has a family.
Not only is he 20, he just turned 28.
He's already got his retirement account set up.
He might. But yeah, there you go. Yankees, Padres, Brewers. Those are his three teams in his few years playing Major League Baseball.
So you got the Yankees in Cleveland beginning this evening,
yeah.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Mets hosting the Phillies. And you got Pistons-Knicks game, too, tonight.
Yes, that'll be tonight at the Garden. It's
wow,
a very busy
what a
night.
Sports night.
It's a very good night. Yeah, very much so. And that was, I'm sure you didn't see. Did you watch any of the highlights from that game
the
Saturday?
Knicks?
Yeah.
No, I read a lot about it, though.
I watched the entire game. I actually sat down and watched. I think I got to it like 6 minutes into the first quarter, and I watched the whole game. I got back from the bar, sat down about 6:30, and I'm like, these Pistons are scrappy. I'm like, they're going to give this Knicks team fits if this continues. And then all of a sudden, it's like they flipped a switch. They couldn't make a shot. They couldn't complete a pass. It was as if they forgot how to play defense, and the Knicks ran past them like they were standing. It was weird. Like, the Knicks beat them for like 4 minutes and beat them soundly. And the Garden was alive, and I was wrong. Apparently, they were chanting outside the Garden. I didn't think that was going to be the case until they got to the Celtics.
No, they're into it again.
They're
warming up.
They were into it.
I got to tell you, that sneaky New York Post, Jerry.
Yeah.
Multiple articles behind the Post Plus paywall.
Oh, yeah.
They were all deep in it.
Yeah.
Every time I saw a Nick article, I was like, I'm going to read this. Click Post Plus. I went,
Yeah.
You got me.
I know. I'm getting to the point where until I start subscribing to stuff, there's nothing to read.
Yeah.
You know what really helps? I'm not man. Watching.
So instead of reading.
Well, I'm saying.
Watching the game.
And I'm not. Yeah. And that had nothing to do with you. What I'm saying is I didn't feel the need to read anything because I watched the entire game. And then I watched on MSG some of the post game stuff. I mean, what am I going to learn at that point? You know, I did see everything.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, in some cases, like yesterday with Easter, I kind of needed to read up on the Yankees, and I kind of rewatched a lot of it this morning. But, you know, if everything's going to have a paywall, it's a pain in the ass.
It's nice that I know it's very early in the playoffs for basketball, but these are, you know, 7:30 start.
Sure.
That's nice. It's not 9:30.
Well, that's because you got games that are starting at that late.
On the West Coast,
yes.
As they say.
Did you see the Thunder score by any chance?
I saw that they won by 51.
Yes. 51 points.
Yeah.
They beat the Grizzlies.
That's a playoff game.
My God. Yeah.
Playoffs.
It's a playoff game. And then the Warriors beat Houston on the road. Pretty wild. So it was actually a good start to the NBA playoffs, I would say.
You enjoyed it.
Well, I mean, I didn't enjoy sitting down and watching the Knicks game Saturday night. I would say yes. And then from there, that's when I went over to, was that the Met game Saturday night? I'm so confused. I watched a lot this weekend.
Well, tonight you could go Yankees 6:10.
I love that start
Mets
time.
Mets 7:10. Knicks Pistons 7:30.
Yeah, I probably could. I don't know. I'm not sure. There's a lot going on at the same time.
It is. It's a lot going on.
And is this the, I have to look at the schedule. We're only a few weeks in. This is the first time the Yankees are seeing Cleveland since the playoffs last year, right? We haven't seen Cleveland in New York yet.
No.
So a little rematch from October.
I'm going to say of all the teams that had to change names because people found the names offensive,
mm-hmm.
I can't latch on to the Guardians. I'm good with the Washington.
The Commanders works
yeah,
for you?
That works for me. Mm. This Guardians, it feels weird.
Yeah, I neither one worked for me. I like the Washington football team. I thought that was good.
Yeah, it was a good one.
They kept the colors, everything looked fine, and you just referred to them as Washington. I still want to go, Commanders.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble with both of them.
Was there another team too or no?
Probably. Well, St. John's. They were the Red Men.
Right.
They went to the Red Storm. But that's been a long time now, and I feel like we've gotten very used to that.
Yeah.
But the Guardians and the Commanders, for me, I don't... Not really.
Yeah, I don't know why the Commanders is... Like, why that one feels smooth to me.
I don't know.
Not sure why.
Because the Guardians sounds like Indians.
Like, yeah.
You know, the D-I-A-N-S. It does work. But... And they kept the same colors. It's all... But, yeah. For me, not so great.
Not so great, yeah. I agree.
Right. We'll take a break. We are just rolling along here on a Monday. We've got Boomer back healthy, we believe. I've not heard from him, but I'm assuming he's okay. And Gio will be here as well at 6 on The Fan.